I thank the Lord for all my children. I thank the Lord for every one of them that the Lord's given us. And the Lord blessed our home with Victoria and Blake. And it's hard to believe it's been 3 years. She's 3 years old. But I know that the Lord, Sister Bethany, reminded me of it. I'd kind of forgot about it, but she reminded me. She's telling somebody about it the other day. But I know that the Lord gave me a vision not long ago, and I was walking down the street, and it was kind of like a rainy setting, and there was fish all in the street. There was just fish everywhere, and I was telling people, look at all these fish and all this meat. There was live fish just laying everywhere, and it was like in a street setting, and all these fish was just all over the street and all around. And I was saying there's so much meat in these fish. And I came to an area where there was like a drain, like a city, a street drain. And I reached down into, I saw a big fish, and I reached down to pick up a big fish out of that drain. And I picked it up, and it was Victoria. She wasn't a fish. I thought I was picking up a fish, and I picked her up. And I said, Victoria, this was actually Victoria. And I know that the Lord showed me that he rescued her from the drain and the gutter. Amen. I thank the Lord that she never had to go there. And I'm believing that the Lord will keep her that way all her life, all the days of her life, and all the children. Amen. Exodus 2 and verse 23. And it came to pass in the process, it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And I want you to get these next three words. And they cried. And they cried. And their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. And God heard their groaning. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. Can you say amen? Amen, amen to the Lord's word. You may be seated. I want to preach just for a little while tonight and try not to hold you too long, and preach for a little while on when people cry. When people cry. Have you ever cried? I know that there's, I guess, a saying or whatever, about real men don't cry, and then they brought it out. Then I saw all these bumper stickers, real men cry. I don't think that's got to do with anything. It's just we go through things in our life. And if you take this scripture, the children of Israel was in severe bondage and torture. They was being tortured and forced to do things that that was almost unhuman. Matter of fact, at one point when Moses and Aaron came in before Pharaoh, and they would make brick. One of their tasks was to make brick, and they was building cities for Pharaoh. And Pharaoh told those leaders, said, don't give them no straw. They would bring in straw, and they would mix the mud with the straw, and said, don't give them no straw. Said, make them go out and get their own straw. And it was just basically playing a game with them. And the Bible tells us that they was in severe bondage. And the Bible says, and they cried. And they cried. Tears matter to God. Tears are a huge impact in the life of Christians. And I know that some people, may not cry. I don't know which one it was of our children, but it seems like they just didn't have, tears as much as the other ones.
You know, just didn't seem like, I don't think it had anything to do with like the hardness of a heart or anything like that, because Sister Bethany broke that many a times. But just didn't seem like they had as many tears. And but the human body, God created tears. And tears are important to God. Matter of fact, the Jewish people would save their tears in a bottle. And it would be, they would set it as a memorial in their life. They would catch their tears in those bottles and they would save it as a memorial of the grief that they had went through, that they could remember their tears. And the Bible says that, I believe it was David, one of the psalmists said, "Are not my tears in thy bottle?" In other words, God caught our tears and he set them up. And he remembered all the sorrow that we went through. But when people cry, I've heard a lot of cries. And I've heard some cries that I wish I could forget. People crying at the altar. I remember hearing, you know, people coming and crying tears of regret, tears of pain, tears of hurt. Tears of just pure sorrow. Tears of guilt. All types of cries. Amen. That people have cried. Tears on the altar. Amen. And I've heard those tears. Tears of wishing that I could be better. Tears of wishing things could be different. Amen. Tears of lack. Amen. Tears because of lack. Tears because it wasn't there. Amen. And tears are important in the life of the Christian. You've probably heard of William Booth. General William Booth is what he ended up being called, because he started the Salvation Army that's still going today. And he was a mighty man of God and helped many people and worked for God and had a great influence on a lot of people's lives. And they tell about a young man that came up under his ministry and went and started a work on his own. And he wrote General Booth a letter and was complaining about different things in the ministry and trials and how people wasn't listening and people wasn't responding. And it seemed like that his message was just falling on deaf ears, and seemed like there was no revival in this little village where he was, and the church wasn't taking off. And he was asking General Booth, you may have heard the story, about, you know, advice. What should I do? What, you know, I've tried this, I've tried that. What should I do? What should I try? And the story says that he wrote him back, that William Booth wrote him a letter back and just had two words on it. And it said, "Try tears." Man, try tears. Try crying. Crying out to God. And I would like to preach tonight on when people cry. The Bible says, "And they cried." We wouldn't have to raise our hand tonight. Amen. About times in our life where we've cried, where tears have flowed. I've heard people say, "I've cried until I don't feel like crying no more." I've heard people say, "I've cried till my eyes hurt." The Bible says that David and his men wept till they didn't have no more power to weep. And so I want to just preach on this tonight. So if you would, just stretch your hand this way. Ask the Lord to help us tonight and anoint us, Lord. I pray that you would anoint us tonight with fresh oil from the throne. God, you know who you'd like to help in this service tonight. And I'd like for you to have your way, Lord. I pray, God, that you'll help us, Lord. I pray that you'll move. And I pray that you'll have your way. Lord, anoint us with fresh oil from the throne. Let me say nothing more, nothing less than you would have me to say. And I praise you for it. Let my tongue be as the pen of a ready writer. God, let me minister in the ability that you give. We thank you for it tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. I've heard cries. The cries of lack. Amen. The cry that lack produces. That, you know, that I don't have what I need. And it produces a cry. When we turn this way, we look at Hannah. The Bible says that Hannah had no children. Amen. Hannah had no children. She lacked. She did not have that fulfillment in her life. It may not be the lack of a child, but it may be the lack of supplies, or the lack of providence, or the lack of things working out. And we sang the song when we started tonight. We'll understand it better by and by. Said, we're often tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. Then there's another verse in there that says, when we don't have all we need, it seemed like. There's a verse in there, I'm forgetting it, somebody turn over to the song. It's page 251. It said, often, you know, I think it's in there. It might be over here on this. Right here. Let's see right here. Yeah, here we go. Often destitute of the things that life demands. Want of shelter and of food, with thirsty hills and barren land. The lack, amen, has caused a cry in that songwriter's heart, saying, I'll understand better by and by why I just don't have everything that it seems that I need in this life. Hannah had no children. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 1 and 2, Hannah had no children. The Bible tells us in verse number 8 that Elkanah said, verse 7, as she did year by year, she went up to the house of the Lord. Therefore she wept, she cried, because she had a lack in her life. He said, why weepest thou? Why is thy heart grieved? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? But she had a hole, amen, that was not filled. She had empty hands. She had an empty nest. You've heard it say before. Verse 10 said she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. I'm preaching tonight on when people cry. I've heard people cry, amen, at the reason of lack, that they didn't have all that they wanted, or all that they needed, or all that they desired. Amen. Just because you have a desire that's not being fulfilled does not mean that God didn't give you that desire. God created us. He created us to want and desire. He created us to achieve and to go on and to do better. And sometimes the devil will say that you've got a desire, amen, that's not from God. And he might be trying to get you to quit praying about it. Amen. He might be trying to stop a blessing from God in your life. I'm glad Hannah didn't quit praying, ain't you? I'm glad she didn't just sit on the back row or front row or wherever in the choir loft and say, well, I'm just going to be happy with what I got. No, she poured out her soul and she cried. And I'm preaching tonight, amen, when people cried, she had a lack in her life, and she didn't just sit back and say, well, you know, oh, well, if it comes my way, it does, or not, whatever. No, God had given her a desire, amen, and it was God's will for her to cry, amen, so he could answer. And so, amen, don't feel bad. Don't let the devil get you down because the tears flow because of a lack in your life or a longing in your life for more. Amen. Maybe it's more of God that you want. Maybe it's more of God in your life, more of God in your church, more anointing. God gives us that desire to go on. She said, Lord, amen, I'm praying for a child. And if you'll give me that child, I'll give him back to you. And Samuel was a great man of God. Amen. The cry of loss. Amen. Not only the cry of lack, but the cry of loss. Amen. Many people, this is a great cry across our land. Amen. The loss of a loved one, the loss of a spouse. Amen. Either through death or, amen, rejection. I'll never forget, amen, standing by a saint of God some years ago, a mother, and she told me, and I'd heard this before, she said, as she stood by, amen, her son as he was gone, Amen. She said, amen. She said, there's nothing like losing a child. She said, there's a lot of things you can go through in this life. Amen. But there's nothing like losing a child. And she was a great woman of God, still is. And some time later, she had several children. She had another child that went wild and started serving the devil and living in sin. And I ran into her. I didn't know, you know, there's states in between us, and I ran into her. And I'll never forget these words, and I couldn't help but think about it this afternoon. Hearing the cry of that mother, she said, it was a whole lot easier, amen, to bury my son than it was for me to lose my son to the devil. Amen. It was loss, rejection. I've heard, amen, people say, and y'all just help me preach tonight, you know. Amen. I've heard people say, you know, I remember in particular one person saying to me, amen, talking about the loss of a spouse that had died, and then someone else had lost a spouse through divorce. And I remember, and I was a young, I just started preaching, and they made reference to one another. It was sisters. One of them had buried a spouse, and the other one had lost through divorce and rejection. And the one that had buried the spouse said, amen, I don't have it near as hard, amen, as her loss. I have a loss, but I don't have near the loss that she has. I'm not here to weigh out what is worse or what is better. You understand that? I'm just trying to make a point that there, amen, is a cry. When people cry, things make people cry. Pain causes tears to flow. Amen. And when people cry, I've heard those cries. I heard the cry of that mother when she was pleading with me to pray for her son as he was in the far country. Amen. She had buried one son, but the other son is now in the far country, and his tears dripped off the bottom of her chin. Amen. While we was in that camp meeting, I ran into her. She said, oh, the pain that I have. Oh, the sorrow that I have. Amen. I want you to know, when people cry, I've heard people cry. I remember, amen, in this church, there was a young lady came. Amen. And people didn't know what was going on in her home and family. Didn't know what she was facing. But she had lost her home. She had lost her marriage. And she fell at this altar and cried. And I remember hearing somebody say, I know that cry, because I've cried that cry before myself. What was it? I heard a cry. Amen. And you know, people will cry. The Bible says that the children of Israel cry. And you'll cry because of loss. You'll cry because of lack. You'll cry out to God. Amen. That's just normal. We all cry. We must cry. It's important that we cry. And I'm going to get to that in a minute. I hope so. But don't lose you before then. Amen. I'm going to just go ahead and tell you what I want to preach tonight. I want to preach about cries that I've heard. Now I want to ask you a question about cries that you've heard, or do you hear the cry? It challenged my heart today, amen, to preach to myself that I would have an open ear for people's crying, amen, and not just go right on and act like everything's okay. Somebody beside me might be hurting. And then a last point I want to preach is God hears when people cry. Amen. God hears when people cry. You believe that tonight? Amen. Let's get into the message tonight and see what the Lord would help us with this. I know that it's Wednesday night. Amen. I know we may not run the back of the pews and swing from the chandeliers. You know, preachers say that, and some people don't even know what they're saying. You know, years ago, they ran the back of the pews and swung from the chandeliers. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. And I know that we do a little bit of that around here, right? Amen, so to speak, almost. And we may not run the back of the pews and swing from the chandelier. I'm looking around saying, we don't even have a chandelier in this church. What are they talking about? And then I'm looking at these chairs and, man, somebody did run the back of these pews or chairs or whatever. They're not bolted down. I hope and pray they're in the spirit or real small, you know. But anyways, we just make statements like that. and say it. When people cry, I've heard cries. I've been there when people wept and cried. Amen. And I didn't know what to say. I didn't try to say anything because I was afraid I was going to say something wrong. And when I did say something, I felt like my words just fell to the ground. Why? Because somebody was crying. Amen. I've heard people cry in need, saying, sir, would you please help me? Would you just give me a dollar? Would you just buy me a drink? Would you just give me something to eat? Amen. I've heard people cry, say, would you please pray? Amen. For me, would you please, amen, give me a word from God? Do you have something? Have you heard from God? Amen. I've been there in the hospital where they said, amen, Brother Sam, have you heard from the Lord? Has the Lord told you anything? I've been in the office where they said, has the Lord spoke to you anything about my need? And I had to say no. Amen. But that didn't stop the tears from coming, Brother Wayne. Still, they was crying. Amen. I've heard them cry on the side of the road. I've heard them cry in the prison house. I've heard them cry, amen, in motel rooms. I've heard them cry in hospital beds. I've heard them cry in funeral homes. I've heard them cry in graveyards. Amen. Have you heard them cry? Do you have an ear to hear people cry? I pray that the Lord will give me an ear, amen, and a heart to hear people cry. Don't you want to be that way? Amen. That you could hear and respond to the needs of others. It's God's will, amen, that we could respond to the needs of others. Somebody quoted the scripture last night in prayer meeting. Bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Hallelujah. It's God's will that we bear one another's burdens, that we lift up the hands that hang down, that we strengthen the feeble knees. It's God's will that we, amen, pick up when somebody, amen, may be down or low or down and out. Amen, wrap an arm around them. Do you hear their cry? Think about Moses. Amen, I feel like preaching tonight. Hallelujah. Moses, the Bible said he went out and he saw. He went out to, the Bible said in Exodus, that he went out to look on their burdens. What was it? Not only God heard their cry, but Moses had heard their cry. He knew those people was hurting. He knew they was really his blood kin. He knew that if it wouldn't have been for God's word or work or miracle, he wouldn't have been sleeping in a feather bed. He'd have been down there in Israel, in Israeli's, you know, house, and he'd have been building them bricks. He knew that. And the Bible said he went out, amen, and he looked on their burdens. What was it? Moses heard their cry. Amen. Think about Paul. The Bible said that Paul, amen, saw in a vision a man from Macedonia saying, come over and help us. Amen. The Bible says that, amen, Luke, the writer of Acts, said, we gathered, hallelujah, we gathered that the Spirit was leading us to Macedonia. You know, that if it wouldn't have been for that, we may never be able to sing about Paul and Silas in the prison. Amen. Because that's where it happened, was at Philippi. Amen. The biggest city or a large city in Macedonia. But Paul heard their cry. Do you hear their cry? Amen. Do you hear the cry of those in prison and pray that God will save them? Do you hear the cry of those bound by drugs? Do you hear the cry of those bound by demons and demon possessed, as those demons tear them out? Jesus heard their cry. The Bible said that, amen, he wallowed foaming and Jesus cast the devil out. Do you hear the cry of people? I pray that God would help each and every one of us to have an ear and a heart to hear the cry of others. I'm preaching on tonight when people cry. When people cry, do you hear their cry? Do I hear their cry? Amen. Or is it just another bum standing on the side of the road that ought to go get a job? Hello? Do you hear their cry? Amen. Or is it just another worthless person getting locked up? Oh, we read about it in the papers. Oh, we hear about it on the news. Amen. But somebody's crying. Some mama's crying. Some daddy's crying. Some baby's crying. What about the children that are crying? Do you hear their cry? I can't even get on these lines without preaching about where Jesus said, amen, that there's going to come a day when the Son of Man, you know that's Jesus Christ. He said the Son of Man would sit on the throne and said he would bring all nations unto him and divide them. How's he going to divide them? Is he going to put those from India over here and those from America over there? Nope, that ain't the way he's going to divide them. He's going to divide the sheep from the goats. Hallelujah. And it ain't going to matter what race or nation you are. It's going to matter if you're saved and blood bought and living for God and doing God's will. The Bible said he'll say unto the sheep on his right hand, amen, come ye blessed of my Father and enter in. Amen. Come and enter into the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. He said, for I was hungered and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was stranger. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody say amen. And you took me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous. Oh, hallelujah. Now we find out who these nations are. Amen. Who they are. He said, then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungered and fed thee or thirsty? And when did we hear that cry? Come on now. When did we hear it? Amen. He said, the king shall say unto them, verily I say unto you, insomuch if you've done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. Do you hear the cry? Do you hear the cry of children and babies and mamas and daddies? Amen. That need a word from the Lord. Amen. That need the gospel preached unto them. Do you hear the cry from other nations? Or do you think it's just another missionary coming by old paths and we're going to have an old board service with a slideshow? Amen. And Brother Sam or somebody getting up pulling for money? Or do you hear the cry of the millions? Amen. That says, somebody preach us the gospel. Somebody tell us the good news. Somebody preach to us on the radio. Somebody help us. Somebody bring to us. Have you heard the cry? Do we hear the cry? Oh God, help us when people cry to hear it. Moses heard their cry. Do you hear the cry of neighboring cities, neighboring communities? Do you hear the cry, brothers and sisters? Do you hear the cry? Paul was in a vision and he heard a man say, come over to Macedonia and help us. They went over there to Philippi. They didn't find nobody. So finally they found a time of prayer. You read the story, Acts chapter 16. How many knows about Paul and Silas in the jail? What happened at midnight? What happened? They sang, prayed and sang praises to God. That's the same story. Well, you didn't know, but the same chapter tells us that Paul and Silas, I think, was going to go to Asia. And the Bible said the Spirit told them not to go. The Holy Ghost said don't go. Now, what do we do when the Holy Ghost said don't go? I'm going to tell you something. I think the Holy Ghost had to tell those boys not to go, or they would have went. It's the complete opposite with us. He has to tell us to go, or we won't do it. He had to tell them not to go, Brother Wayne, or they're going to go. Well, I'm just waiting on God to tell me to hand out the tracts. Not Paul and Silas. God had to tell them not to, or they're going to do it. We're going to have revival. We're going to go preach. We're going to go. The Spirit told them not to go. Not once, but twice. Two different places. So they're going to go here. The Holy Ghost said don't go. So they're going to go somewhere else. Well, we're just waiting on God. Amen. I'll tell you right now, as soon as the Lord told them not to go, I think it was Asia, they started heading somewhere else. The Holy Ghost said, no, don't go there either. Paul saw a vision of a man of Macedonia saying, he heard the cry. Who was that man? Who was that man? Was it the Philippian jailer? The Bible said the Philippian jailer was saved, him and all his house. Was it those other names that are written in Philippians? You know, if Paul wouldn't have heard that cry, we might not even have the book of Philippians. Do we hear the cry of people? Do we hear when people cry? Do we hear the neighbor, amen, across the road? Oh, God, help us to hear the cry. I'm preaching tonight on when people cry. I've done a horrible job trying to lay a foundation, but people cry for all kinds of reasons. There's all kinds of circumstances behind the tears on these altars. Amen, you know, two brothers, amen, could kneel at this altar and be crying about two totally different things. Two sisters over here, totally different things. Amen. But this is the last point I'm going to preach and then I'm going to be done. Amen. God hears the cry. Hallelujah. God hears the cry when people cry. The Bible said in Exodus, in our scripture text, and they cried inside by reason of the bondage. Amen. And the Bible says, and their cry came up unto God, and God heard their groanings. Amen. I might not hear your cry because it might be in the dark night when nobody's around. And it might be on the pillow when everybody else is asleep. And it might be behind closed doors. Amen. Nobody else might hear. Amen. You might go in a secret place and cry and wipe your eyes and come out. Amen. Act like everything's okay. I know some people. Amen. They're not all out in the public. Amen. But whether I hear your cry, whether anybody else hears your cry, I'm here to tell you God hears your cry. Glory to God. Amen. God hears the cry. There's nobody that cries that God don't hear that cry. God hears the cry of everyone. Amen. I remember years ago, amen, my grandpa, he's passed on. He told he was in the Korean War and, oh, just vicious things going on over there and, amen, almost unhuman, you know, things happening. And he came into this area and there was this little child that had been left and actually left for dead. And he explained it to me. I won't go all into the details, but, amen, this child was left for dead in this trash heap, and they had tried, amen, to kill this baby. And he come by there, amen, as a young United States soldier, and he heard a cry, and he turned, and it was nothing but trash and all kinds of, you know, just horror. And he saw this little baby, and he picked that baby up, amen, and that baby let out one more cry and died in his arms. And it affected my grandpa so much, amen, he told the story. He said, I heard a voice that said, amen, you need me just like that baby needed you. Hallelujah. And he said, I knew it was God. Amen. But that cry, he heard the cry. Amen. And he became a preacher and preached the gospel. Amen. Until his dying day. Amen. And was a great man of God. And no doubt I'm here tonight preaching to you. Amen. Because he, amen, heard that cry a long time ago, and God heard his cry. Hallelujah. He preached in Kilgore a long time ago. Many years ago, he preached, amen, right here at Old Pass Tabernacle before I was pastor. Amen. But I'm talking about God hears the cry. Amen. God heard the cry of that little baby. Amen. And God hears your cry. I want you to know, if you've cried, the Bible said this poor man cried. Can anybody give me a witness tonight and say, this poor man cried? Hallelujah. And the Lord heard him. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. I'm talking tonight when people cry. You cry out to God, God will hear you. Hallelujah. I might not hear you, but God hears you. God's heard you every time. Every tear, there's not a tear that falls that God doesn't see. Amen. There's not a cry that goes out that God doesn't hear. Psalms 34:6, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. I'm so thankful that God hears crying. You might have been crying. You might be here tonight crying. Listen to this. David said in Psalms 18, the sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord. Get this, in Psalms 18:6, and cried. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. In our scripture text tonight, it said, amen, the people cried, and they cried. Evan, don't you know I'm preaching, son? Sit up there and listen to me and quit playing games. The Bible said in Exodus, they cried. It says, I had you get that. It said the children of Israel sighed by reason of their bondage and cried. Hallelujah. Oh, the sorrows of death compass me. The sorrows of hell pass me about. Amen. Verse 6, he said, I called upon the Lord. Y'all come on, help me tonight. I'm almost done. Amen. And cried unto my God. Hallelujah. Amen. He heard my voice out of his temple. Hallelujah. And my cry came before him, even into his ears. The Bible says, amen, that his ear is not heavy that he cannot hear, and his hand is not shortened that he cannot save. I want you to know tonight, church, amen, you may not got your miracle yet, you may not got your answer yet, but God has heard your cry. What happened? The Bible said, my cry came before him, even into his ears. Have you ever seen, we use mamas as an example. That baby can be in there just screaming and tearing on, drive me crazy. And let out one little bitty old whimper. Man, she's gone. She heard the cry. There may have been a lot of fussing. Y'all come on. There may have been a lot of carrying on. There may have been a lot of whatever. But she heard that cry, and she knew immediately something is wrong with my baby. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Listen to this right here. He said, I cried unto my God. Amen. My cry came into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. All of a sudden, there's a difference now. All of a sudden, he's taking action now. Amen. Because he has heard the cry of his child. Amen. There went smoke out of his nostrils, fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. He rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. Amen. The brightness was before him. Thick clouds passed, hail, stones, and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens. The highest gave his voice, hail, stones, and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them. What happened? He had a little child cry. Who is it that's here tonight? And God had to stop this whole sermon to let you know he's heard your cry. Who is it that's here tonight? Amen. That God's saying, you're too busy. You're not hearing other people cry. You're getting so busy, you ain't heard the cries of others. You know, we get so caught up in our own world that we forget. Amen, about others, hallelujah, that are crying. Amen, and crying out that need our help, that need a helping hand, that need a hand up. Amen, God help us tonight, amen, to hear the cry. I'm preaching tonight on when people cry. Here was all these people down there in Egypt crying. They was crying. And God heard their cry. And he rescued them. Moses heard their cry. And he went out and killed that Egyptian. Now I want to tell y'all something. That is a sign or a symbol. And Sister Bethany's going to play, so I'm done preaching. That shows us that Moses was going to first try to go in the arm of the flesh. Moses had a call and a burden on his life to win the freedom of those Egyptians. And I believe in Joseph's heart, he said, when I become king, all these right here are going to be free. But God wasn't going to use the arm of flesh. Hallelujah. He was going to use the power and anointing of the Holy Ghost. Now I want you to know it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. It doesn't matter the struggles we go through. It doesn't matter the things that we go through. Amen. We must go. And in the, like Brother Jordan preached Sunday night, you come unto me with sword and spear, but I come unto thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. God's heard your cry tonight. While every head's bowed and every eye closed, Sister Bethany's going to play. No one looking around. Just for a moment right here. I know I may have done a horrible job preaching. I'm not trying to get sympathy. But there's somebody here tonight, you've been crying. Maybe driving down the road crying. Maybe in the low place crying. Maybe it's a cry because of a lack. Maybe you're crying because a lack of spirituality. You want more of God. The Bible said the father of the child cried out with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. You're here tonight. You're so caught up in your own world, you can't even hear the cries of those around you. The burden must be upon us. I want to preach to you tonight. God's heard your cry. He saw your tears. He's felt your pain. He knows what you're going through tonight. He's not left you alone, my friend. He has not left you alone. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I've been walking through a valley so troubled. And I pray, Lord, please make a way. And He reached me just before I stumbled and gave me strength to face another day.
Thank you.